Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and especially to the truck drivers, the men and the women out there behind the wheel of those big 18-wheelers doing what you got to do to get it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we are going to bring on board our first guest of the morning and start the week out the right way with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California. They are out on the steps. The weather's great down here tonight, Sunday night, and there they are, and there they go.
All right. I love it.
All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we want to emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got some breaking news tonight coming out of Iran, and it appears that they've had a little bit of an explosion over there.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We're getting some reports about an explosion at what appears to be some kind of what's being described as a chemical and fireworks factory, of all things.
Explosives plant.
Exactly. In the city of Shaheen Shahar, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Iran's Isfahan province, and that happened on Saturday night. The Iranian media delayed reporting this for quite some time, but social media users already had reported it. They felt the blast. They heard the explosions and felt the shockwave. Now, this is where it gets very, very interesting. There actually was another explosion earlier in the month near the Natanz nuclear facility, we understand. But this particular explosion that's now being reported by several different media outlets now has to do with the possibility that this was an area where they were creating drones that were actually being used against Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, the Israeli Prime Minister already has talked about the fact that they had fragments of what they believed to be an Iranian-style drone. In fact, one of the drones that were observed in the latest round of violence bears what they say is a striking resemblance to a particular drone manufactured by Iran. So, again, could be some coincidence here, but what we're looking at right now could be some kind of reprisal by Israel. And again, we don't know the method of how this explosion happened. It could have been an accident, it could have been sabotage, or it could have been a direct attack. But it's going to be very interesting to see how this pans out as we get more information about this. Mm-hmm. Israel is not, it really has no compunction really of taking on things in Iran if they feel that it's in their best interest.
Yeah, but if that was a drone manufacturing plant and the drones had been used to come into to Israel. And by the way, I noticed some of the explosions with the Iron Dome intercepting missiles over the top of Israel. Some of them were very much bigger than the others. It might have explained it because of these drones.
Well, exactly right. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we got to do a Dr. Fauci report because Dr. Fauci is in the news because guess what, folks? Dr. Fauci has flipped again. Yep, Dr. Fauci, the world's famous procrastinator, has flipped again. Dr. Fauci now says that he is not confident that COVID was developed naturally. What does that mean? He's calling for an investigation into China because possibly something was done in China that was bad. And we all know that anyway, don't we, Kyle?
Well, sure. I think so many people already had strongly suspected that COVID-19 was not some kind of naturally occurring thing in the wild that suddenly sprang from a bat.
Well, let me point it out in this possible manner here. Because there have been a couple of published reports about the Chinese People's Liberation Army, PLA, in China, and the Chinese Communist Party working in conjunction with the presumed head of China's biowarfare program, namely Major General Wei Chen, while under the day-to-day supervision of key members of the Academy of Military Medical Sciences. Now, the scientists and resources assessed to advance the project included both Chinese CCP and U.S. universities and research institutions enter into the mix, the National Institute of Health. Where have we heard that again?
Well, yes, exactly, yes.
And as we said for months, what's been exposed now, not once, not twice, not three times, but four, five, maybe even six times, was the first strike by the Chinese Communist Party and the globalist community, aided by the U.S. deep state, against the United States. Again, this is big news, and even the Wall Street Journal has picked up on this story, folks. And we'll be back with more right after this break. This is big stuff. And I'm telling you, Fauci all of a sudden is going, oh, we gotta investigate China because there's something wrong there. There's something wrong. Yeah, no kidding.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might, and thank you very much for tuning in, folks. In this portion of the program, my conversations with Kyle Warren, as well as you on the telephone, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son creators of Relief Factor, are just, all I can say is God bless Relief Factor, because in my particular case, it's been my savior from the problems that I've had with my left leg, left ankle, and left foot, with the constant swelling that I have to go through, the inflammation and the pain and all the complications that have come along since my injury at the World Trade Center. But anyway, the ingredients that are in it, all natural, I might add, 100% drug-free, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, to lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. And the best thing about it is it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula to help support the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins in your body. It also supports a healthy response and helps with the healthy healing process that needs to happen too. Now, it comes in convenient individual packets. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week Quick Start. And all you got to do to get this 3-week quick start going is to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 to 3-week quick start. Give it a try. After all you have to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, to finish up this discussion about little Dr. Fauci flipping over to maybe we better check the Chinese on this one and all that. How about this one? The Wall Street Journal yesterday posted a story entitled Wuhan Staff Sought Hospital Care Before the COVID Outbreak Disclosed. Holy cow.
Yes, very, very much so. Because, again, you know, if this is all happening round about November of 2019, that's really huge. Yeah.
And that's when I got sick.
Yeah, I remember. Exactly.
Very sick. And I was told that I had a virus. And they didn't know what it was. They gave me a heavy-duty dose of antibiotics. I mean, big-time heavy-duty dose of antibiotics. Some of what I took was a hydroxychloroquine. I didn't realize it until afterwards because it didn't dawn on me what I was taking. I just took it to get better, and it did. It helped. But son of a gun, this happened to me at the same time that these scientists were going to be checked, too. So this was out and about.
Well, that's exactly where all this, I think, is pointing. And if that's the case, then obviously these particular scientists had some kind of knowledge that it was getting out. And then, of course, that really starts to destroy the traditional narrative of what happened and how COVID-19 came to be, or at least how it came to begin to go around the world.
And I remember ordering a small portable handheld radio. Two meter amateur radio. And it came from China. And it came in right about that time. And I'm just sitting here and kind of scratching my head and wondering, I wonder if that's how I came in contact with it.
Very interesting. Again, you know, how this stuff travels and so forth, it would be interesting to see if other correlations for people who had ordered things or this kind of thing. But certainly people can also just get on an airplane and then it begins to spread in that way. So if there was a leak at the lab or some other kind of mishap or,
right,
or mishandling, you know, and again, we need a full audit of what happened at the Wuhan Virology Institute, and the Chinese government has to be forthcoming with this, and the American president, whoever that American president is, has to demand it. I mean, absolutely, because if we don't know how this started, and if there's a good chance of figuring out how it started, well, then it's incumbent upon us to do it. Otherwise, we're going to have the same thing happen again sometime.
Right. Well, following the Gaza ceasefire, which so far is holding, as far as we know, clashes between the Israeli police and Palestinian rioters at the Temple Mount flashpoint are still continuing. It's still rough and tumble up in that area of Israel right now.
Well, it certainly has been, and we know that they were still going on at least as of Friday and so forth, too. So this is also, this was the flashpoint that started this whole thing over the latest round of violence. But one would think, Captain, especially on the Hamas side, that they would try to say, okay, look, we got to tamp this thing down. You know, we don't want to get into the same sort of position. But that's really not going to be the case, I think, because you still have an enormous amount of will there to say, we're going to start something up again with Israel. And not just in Israel, but, Captain, to see these videos that we see, the reports that we see of people carrying Palestinian flags and hunting down literally Jews in the streets of different American cities is absolutely repugnant. And this is part and parcel, I think, of what these terrorist organizations want. They want to create a global destabilization.
What's the first state north of California on I-5?
Well, that would be the state of Oregon.
Well, Oregon is now going to become the first state to require, you ready for this?
Yep.
Vaccination proof. For maskless entry into businesses, workplaces, schools, public events, and even churches.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And, of course, everybody like myself has gotten vaccinated. You get the little vaccination card.
Yep.
And but it's kind of unwieldy, for one thing. And mm-hmm. And certainly you don't want to lose it because they signed it when they gave you the vaccination. Yeah, I guess you can take a picture of it. But it does beg the question, Captain,
well,
what will this kind of proof look like? What is the manner in which you're going to present it other than the vaccination card?
I was told by my doctor once I got the vaccination they wanted a copy of it for their records, which tells me that it's gone to the database in Washington, D.C. or wherever, and probably will be on a little chip that's already in my driver's license. They'll probably add it in there.
Very, very possible.
That's what I was told.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. Or your local, your state government might have already contacted you back across the country here to tell you congratulations on getting your vaccine, this kind of thing. So you're right. It is in databases. So there has to be some universal accepted way to do it because one of the things that could happen is it could be confrontations.
Anything like the letter I got from Joe Biden about 3 weeks ago that said, congratulations, you qualified for the stimulus check that'll be coming your way soon. What a dope. God.
Well,
all right. Well, let's talk about another dope. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who fell in her face first into foolishness as she attempted to downplay the former President Donald Trump's progress with working towards peace in the Middle East. Now, during a recent conversation with reporters, the press secretary attempted to demean the peace deals that the U.S. helped to broker between Israel and the four Arab nations under the former president. She actually said her comments were in response to a reporter's question about the Trump administration's Abraham Accords, which were designed to normalize diplomatic relations between Israel and four other Middle Eastern countries. Apparently, she missed a widespread celebration of the various peace deals between Israel and the previously hostile Arab nations that the Trump administration facilitated.
Well, number one, that's deflecting, of course, because the world is on fire right now. Even though there is a ceasefire in Israel, it's very tenuous, and they know it, and they know that this could light up any old time at this point. And second of all, of course they have to demean what President Trump was doing, because these were solutions that were working, and it's really nothing to shake a stick at. Because this is the first time in a quarter century, Captain, when these peace accords were starting to be made again. So this was massive progress, and that progress hinged upon isolating Iran. And the Biden administration, they don't want to do anything about isolating Iran. They want to get back in the ridiculous Iran nuclear deal for some weird reason. And everything is now out, can be out the window. Thankfully, though, some of these different Arab states, I think, have stood up and said, no, they want Israel to be okay in all of this because they want to move forward with peace.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how to report this any other way than this way. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, the Republican out of Illinois, you wouldn't know it, though, is starting a new pact to take back the GOP from President Trump.
Well, yeah, that's, a move to try to get in good with the Washington elite.
Well, we'll see soon, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hope you're having a great Monday morning start to your day as well. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A leading Belarusian opposition figure has been arrested after a fighter jet was dispatched to escort a commercial flight he was on down to Minsk. Roman Protasevich was arrested Sunday after Belarus's President Alexander Lukashenko ordered the jet to guide his flight down in the Belarusian capital. The flight was originally scheduled to travel from Athens to Vilnius, Lithuania. Protasevich was detained at the Minsk airport, and the flight was eventually allowed to continue to Vilnius. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for Protasevich's immediate release, calling his arrest a shocking act. And National Guard troops that have been stationed at the Capitol building for the last 4 months will head home this week. Capitol Police will be taking back over security operations at the Capitol on Monday after the Guard confirmed they had not been asked to extend their deployment. Nearly 2,200 troops are expected to begin to return home on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. We appreciate you doing that for us. The Double D Ranch, Carrollton, Georgia. Check them out if you want to stable a horse or learn how to ride. They do all of the above, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hooah out there to Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, where you can go in there and say, hey, I was just listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and he said I'd get a free cup of coffee if I said that. Guess what? You will, so just do it. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club. And if you're an RVer, become a member of the RV Club. A lot of advantages. You get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy, and you can use them later just like it's real money. All righty, here we go. Get started here with all the good things that there are to do here on the program. And, you know, I'm going to do something a little different tonight because I told Kyle what I was going to do. So it's called the Billy Joel night tonight. And this is something that kind of got it all started for him because I remember this one. And by the way, it's in my liner music here, so you'll recognize this right off the bat. That was back in the day. And who was the uptown girl, Kyle?
Well, that was Christy. That was Christy Brinkley.
Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
And that was when they were boyfriend girlfriend.
Well, that's right. Yes. Yes, and she appeared in the video as well, and yeah, that was a huge hit for Billy Joel. Goes back to 1983, his Innocent Man album, and that a lot of those songs were kind of influenced from his youth, you know, when he was growing up, and a lot of those songs kind of reflected that, and there's a huge album for Billy Joel.
You betcha, and we switched the Truckers Report around this hour because of the severe weather that's out west and across the Gulf that we got to tell you about, and we got to get into it right now. Severe thunderstorms capable of severe gusts, large hail, and a few tornadoes are possible across portions of the central and northern Great Plains. Now, yesterday, most of the day, from the southern corner, southwestern corner of North Dakota, on down through South Dakota, on down into the central part of Nebraska, on down into Kansas, on down through the panhandle of Oklahoma, and down into Texas, you had all kinds of tornadoes bouncing around through there. Small ones. I didn't hear about any major ones, but severe thunderstorms, flooding going on, you name it. And this is going to persist because the flash flood threat along the Texas Gulf Coast will persist into Monday as storms are expected to continue to produce heavy rainfall. Now, it's raining very heavily right now down below Houston, down by Corpus Christi, number one. And you've got all kinds of flooding from Beaumont East all the way over to New Orleans, Louisiana. And we'll get into that after Kyle tells you what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in Montana tonight, we do have some winter weather advisories to tell you about. This is going to be in the area of Helena, going northward from there. Also, Great Falls, and also it looks like Bozeman as well. But now in the area of Great Falls, we're going to look to see if we have some snowfall predicted, and we do. Accumulations of 3 to 7 inches. This could be above 5,500 feet, but you could also get some wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. But in all those different areas, you're going to have wet, slippery roads, so you want to plan accordingly as you travel in that area tonight.
Okay.
I was just simply also going to say it looks like we also have a freeze warning. This looks like it's going to be in the area of Yellowstone, but that's about what we're looking at tonight on the map.
Okay, well, there's still some scattered thunderstorm activity going on north of Bismarck, North Dakota, in central North Dakota right now, as well as in northeastern South Dakota, down 29. Headed towards Sioux Falls in about 40 or 50 miles. And that's still there at the moment that we can see. Also, I'm going to go over to the east. We do have some flood warnings in the Grand Rapids area, just north of Grand Rapids in Michigan. And I'm going to continue staying up north for a bit. We do have a frost warning in the northern part of New Hampshire, the northern part of Maine, all the way across to the Nova Scotia border. Now, moving on down the East Coast into the mountains of Kentucky and, let's see, the mountains, the northeastern mountains of Tennessee, around Nashville, Tennessee, going up 65 straight north-south from Nashville north especially. You've got some heavy fog in there right now tonight, so be careful of that. Over in South Carolina, across I-20, if you're coming across out of Augusta, going towards Florence, South Carolina, you've got fog there. You'll have it up 95 all the way to about Fayetteville, North Carolina. Also, we have fog in the Georgia area, which is also along I-20, and the western area and northern, just north of Atlanta, pretty much a 40 or 50-mile area of dark, of some very heavy fog right there. And around Birmingham tonight, you've got some fog in there. Now, we do have a riptide warning in Florida on the east coast from about Daytona Beach on down to West Palm. But here we go again. It is still raining in the Gulf Coast, the Texas Gulf Coast. Corpus Christi tonight, you've got heavy rain there as we speak, going up towards Austin, inland about, I don't know, 75, 80 miles by the looks of the map here. Then you've got some more rain scattered up towards Houston, but there is active flooding going on right now with some showers still in the mix from Beaumont, Texas, all the way across towards New Orleans, Louisiana, and then coming out of New Orleans, going up 55 north, just a little ways north of I-12, you're going to run into flooding there before you get to the Mississippi state line and continue on your trip northbound on I-55. And, Kyle, it's really getting serious that way.
Well, no, it really, really is, absolutely.
All right. Again, the Flying J and the pilot truck stops. Pull in there, tell them the captain sent you. Become a member of the driver's club, a member of the RV club. You're going to get points for the food that you buy, the fuel that you buy, the products that you buy in the trucker store. And you can use them to spend later on. Or you can use them to go get something in the trucker's catalog if you want.
Well, that's exactly right. And by the way, pro drivers out there can earn up to 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills. That's why you want to join the Drivers Club and download the My Rewards Plus app as well.
Okay, and we've got a blast in the past here. Jeff in Sarasota says Billy Joel was living down the street from the radio station in New Jersey where I was working at the time that he did Uptown Girl.
Very cool.
All righty.
Cool.
I wonder if he saw the girl.
Christy. Yeah.
Yeah, Christy. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to get into some stuff here that we haven't talked about yet. And there's plenty of news tonight, believe me.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, announcer lady. You're doing a great job. All right, now we're going to get into some news discussion here because we switched the Truckers Report around in that this first hour. Did it on purpose because we had a lot of people asking about the flooding and all that. But this portion of the program is brought to you by my newest friend and great sponsor of the program. And I'm telling you, what a gentleman, what an honor to be able to talk to Mike Lindell last week. And we spoke for about an hour on the telephone. And we're going to speak again here in the not-too-distant future, which is going to be great. And he is going to come on my program, but that'll be at a time of his choosing. Now, I've got the ability now to help all of our listeners save money on any of the MyPillow products that they're out there. It doesn't matter what they are, okay? You go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at some of the things that are going on. For example, the MyPillow Premium Pillow is now $40 less than what it was. It's at its lowest price ever. And if you use my product code, CAPTAIN, very simple, CAPTAIN, you'll get it for the reduced price, $40 below the regular selling price. Now, you can either go to the website to do that, MyPillow.com, or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, remember, that's just one of the savings. The other featured saving that they have me talking about is the six-piece MyPillow towel set, which you can save $65 on. Wow. And again, all you got to do is use the product code CAPTAIN. So, go to the website, MyPillow.com, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Use the product code CAPTAIN. You get the discount prices on whatever is there, and you will save a bunch of money just by using that discount code CAPTAIN on MyPillow.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, two things happened over the weekend. The Democratic mayor in the city with the highest murder rate is making a new shocking move. You know what it is?
Well, yes, that's Mayor Tashara Jones, and she wants to close the city jail and divert millions of dollars from the police department and actually cut out about 100 police jobs.
And they had the highest murder rate in the country. Is she, has she lost her mind?
Well, this is, again, you know, this is just going way, 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 way off the deep end. And especially if you are mired in the highest murder rate in the country, it seems like not a great time to simply say, let's get rid of police, let's try some kind of weird new thing with social workers, and et cetera, et cetera. When obviously, Captain, there's, dare I say, I'll borrow a phrase from the Democrats, an epidemic going on of violence and murder in her area.
Yeah, and she's part of the cause if she's going to defund the police and get rid of the ability to be able to stop it.
Well, exactly. Again, we just can't fathom how, I mean, I guess it sounds good on paper or it sounds good as a soundbite, but, Captain, if somebody, you know, is in a violent situation, you can't send people with clipboards to talk to them. You have to have someone who has authority and the ability to back up that authority to enforce the law and protect the innocent.
And how? And by the way, here's something that's really interesting. Florida passed an anti-riot law here, and Governor DeSantis took a bunch of flack for that, and he says, look, you are not going to come down here, Antifa, whoever you are, whatever, or if you're here in the state, Black Lives Matter, whoever you are, you're not going to get out there, and you're not going to block our streets and our highways so that our emergency equipment can't get through and the commercial traffic can't get through. You're not going to do it, or you're all going to go to jail and be charged with a significant crime. Well, guess who else just joined the bandwagon and is going to do the same thing?
Who's that?
Texas.
Very interesting.
The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, is going to sign legislation probably today to put protesters who block traffic in jail.
Well, you know, the United States has a long history of protesting. People have the right to have their voice heard. They have the right to bring issues into the public discussion. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
But what we've seen happening over the last summer of riots and so forth is you can't somehow stop people from moving about such that they now themselves become targets of rioters. And so forth. So it's a very, very dangerous situation all around.
Right. Now, something else is transpiring here is 17 GOP attorneys general are standing behind South Dakota's lawsuit over the Mount Rushmore July 4th fireworks cancellation. And these states, these GOP attorneys general, have got federal parks in their localities, their states, where the same thing holds true, that they can't have any type of activity like they have had in years gone by in a normal year. And right now we are back to being a normal year.
Well, exactly right.
In most states.
Yeah, we're well on our way. But now, of course, the Biden administration, they decided to cancel the fireworks and this kind of thing. It's just, it's like they want to keep COVID going as long as they possibly can.
Well, here in Florida, the University of South Florida, my backyard, is now going to fill the stadium up. If they want to have a football game, bring it on.
That's right. That's right. Well, even here in Southern California, I think I know Angel Stadium and I think Dodger Stadium as well. They'll go to full capacity around June 17th.
Yep, and they've opened up the Rays games here in another month or so to almost full capacity. But then again, it is what it is. And, of course, it's just getting better. And did you see the hockey game, the playoffs the other day?
I did not, unfortunately.
They had about 10,000 people, of which is about half of the capacity at Amalie Arena for the game, the most that they've had so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, and more people are being vaccinated, by the way. This is becoming normal to be normal.
Yeah, and it was normal to walk into a place where nobody had a mask on yesterday except the people that were waiting on you, and that was really great. Didn't have to have a mask, no signs, no nothing.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, our governor down here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, on critical race theory, says it's offensive to expect taxpayers to pay to teach kids to hate their country. Meanwhile, Governor Kristi Noem in South Dakota says the 1619 Project has no place in South Dakota or anywhere else in America, and I happen to know there's 32 states that agree with that right now.
Well, sure, sure. Now, again, you know, when I learned American history, Captain, I learned American history warts and all. I think we all did. We all understood what was happening, and we understood the Civil War, for example, and these major, major things having to do, by the way, with slavery, for example. But the 1619 Project seems to start with the premise that America is bad, it's irredeemably bad, and it can't be salvaged.
Let's drift over to the telephone line. I believe we've got Backgammon Bob with one of his great questions. What is it, sir?
Yes, Captain. Did you see where there's a Northwestern state that is going to they're going to start requiring proof of vaccinations?
And we already talked about that about, I don't know, 45 minutes ago, but yeah, that's Oregon.
Yeah, and do you think they're going to do that here possibly? And I think if you're going to have big mass events, I think you're going to get some people that want to have that happen. The other thing is, as far as the rioters go or the Texas thing with the people in the street and stuff, you've got to have normal commerce on the street and stuff. You can't let people just take over, and then they've got to come in with overwhelming force when that happens. Okay. That's it, Captain.
All right. Well, number one, that's Oregon that is going to require proof
of vaccination to get into these stores and events and whatnot, and churches and schools. That's where that is. The state of Florida, I'll go by what our governor said, no way, Jose. And go ahead, Kyle, with the rest of it.
Well, yeah, I think that there's twofold here. You've got what the state would mandate, and then you'd have what some private companies might require. But even so, Captain, that starts to get into the realm of, can I ask you medical questions about your medical status, and is that a violation of your privacy? Is it a violation of your rights? But COVID-19 seems to throw everything out the window. So this is not going to be, it's not going to be something easily decided nor easily accepted either way. People who want the passports and people who don't want the passports.
Yeah, exactly. And moving along, Joe Biden keeps saying, follow the science, follow the science. But have you noticed lately that he's not following the science? One day he has a mask, the other day he doesn't, and then the other day he'll have one outside, and he won't have the next day, and he'll have one inside, and then he won't the next day. I mean, the guy is losing it.
Well, he is all over the place. I don't know if that's a function, too, of just whatever's happening to Biden.
He must be listening to Fauci too much.
No kidding.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and don't forget, go over to MyPillow.com. Pick out what you want. Use the product code CAPTAIN to save you a bunch of money. And I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, number two, right after the news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.